The car. Ejects. Three words that don't belong in the same sentence, or at any rate in a sentence that's anywhere within a couple hundred meters of Sanity Street. In real life, cars do not come with ejector seats for good reason. An ejector seat is basically a seat with a bomb under it. The traditional way they're used is, you pull the black and yellow striped handle, say goodbye to the airplane, and say hello to 6 weeks in traction, recovering in hospital, if you're lucky. The survival statistics make Russian roulette look safe. Very recent models buck the trend. They've got computers and gyroscopes and rocket motors to stabilize and steer them in flight. They've probably even got cup holders and cigarette lighters. But the basic point is, when you pull that handle, Elvis has left the cockpit, pulling 15 Gs and angling 15 degrees astern. Now, the ejector system Pinky and Brains have bolted to the engine block of this car is not the kind you get in a fifth-generation jet fighter. Instead, its closest relative is the insane gadget they use to eject from a helicopter in flight. Helicopters are nicknamed choppers for a reason. In order to avoid delivering a pilot-sized stack of salami slices, helicopter ejection systems come with a mechanism for getting those annoying rotor blades out of the way first. They started out by attaching explosive bolts to the rotor hub, but for entirely understandable reasons, this proved unpopular with the flight crew. Then they got smart. Your basic helicopter ejector system is a tube like a recoilless anti-tank missile launcher, pointing straight up and bolted to the pilot seat. There's a rocket in it, attached to the seat by a steel cable. The rocket goes up, the cable slices through the rotor blades on the way, and only then does it yank the seat out of the helicopter, which by this time is approximately as airworthy as a grand piano. What this means to me? There's a very loud noise in my ear, not unlike a cat sneezing, if the cat is the size of the Great Sphinx of Giza, and it's just inhaled 3 tons of snuff. About a quarter of a second later, there's a bang, almost as loud as the scuttling charge that broke the Mabuza, and an elephant sits down on my lap. My vision blurs and my neck pops, and I try to blink. A second later, the elephant gets up and wanders off. When I can see again, or breathe, the view has changed. The horizon is in the wrong place, swinging around wildly below us like a fairground ride gone wrong. My stomach flip-flops. "Look, Ma, no gravity!" And I hear a faint moan from the passenger seat. Then there's a solid jerk and a baby hippopotamus tries me for a sofa before giving up on it as a bad deal. That's the parachute opening. And we're into injury time. Most of the time when someone uses an ejector seat, the pilot sitting in it has a pressing reason for pulling the handle. For example, he's about to fly into the type of cloud known as cumulogranite, and the question of where the seat and pilot lands is a bit less important than the issue of what will happen if it doesn't go off. And this much is true. If you eject over open water, you probably expect to land on the water, because there's a hell of a lot more water down there than ships or whales or desert islands stocked with palm trees and welcoming tribeswomen.